Welcome to Lasting Truth, a radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Sweet Hills, in Banning, California, where Pastor Ryan Hussein teaches the entire Word of God, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, giving our listeners the opportunity of receiving the full counsel of God. In today's program, we are studying the book of Ezra, chapter 4. Here's Pastor Ryan.
That I have faced, it's in submitting to God that Satan ends up going away and we come out of it. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The word resist in Greek is anthiastemi, which means to set oneself against, to withstand and to oppose. So when the Bible says resist the devil and he shall flee from you, God wouldn't say resist if we couldn't resist. How about that? Satan has a lot of power, but it's minuscule, almost to the point where you cannot see his power. It's so small in comparison to the greatness of our God and the kingdom of light in which we belong to. He is an absolute smaller than the flea. This is why God says, submit to me and resist him. Resist is not passive, not in a passive sense. Oppose. Stand. I'm standing against you, Satan. Not I'm getting beat up by you and I'm resisting by running away. No, I'm opposing you. I'm standing right here and I'm not moving. You move. In that book, I'm reading The Great Divorce again. It refers to hell as being so insignificant in comparison to the kingdom of God that the size of it in the spirit world, in reality, is so small it can fit in a sparrow's belly in comparison to the kingdom of God. Greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world is probably a huge understatement. You have at your disposal the God of the universe who loves you and is your father. So don't trip when the adversaries come. In fact, take it as a badge of honor that you're on the right course. You'd worry if there's no drama. And it's in submitting to God during those attacks from the enemy that you find peace like you've never had, joy like you've never experienced, love and incredible. In the midst of the storm, and Jesus would say, why are you fearful, O you of little faith? And he can look at the storm and just be quiet. Whenever God is wanting to do something big and in and through us, guys, you can bet the adversary is going to come. But who cares? Resist them. Oppose them. The other thing is that we see here the leaders, when these guys come to try to infiltrate, Zerubbabel and the guys are like, nah, you can't help us build the house. You may not, you may do nothing with us, is what they said, to build a house for our God. God doesn't want to use non-believers. Non-believers or divided people. Divided people are people with two opinions, one for God and one for the world. God doesn't want to use non-believers or divided people to build or to serve in his house. That's the truth. God desires that his children serve him with obedience, gladness, joy, humility, love, right? Meekness, all he desires truth in the inward part. The thing about God is that, he knows everything. And unfortunately, we don't know everything. And so I've seen over the years, as God has been building our church, and God has sent so many sweet people and people who truly love the Lord on their journey, 100% behind the church, 100% part of the family. And there's also been people that not so much, you know, and you don't really know. Some, I guess, are obvious, but the Bible says that some sins are revealed later. And you realize, oh man, they weren't as right on as we thought. But did God know? Absolutely. And I love how he reveals things. He says, you will know them by their fruit. The apostle John actually said in his epistles, like, if they were of us, they would still be with us. You know, and so it's like, wow, we've learned throughout the years, you know. That's why it's a slow process of getting people into serving. And we don't lay hands on anybody hastily, because God wants people that aren't divided, that don't have one foot in the world and one in the church. You can't build a temple based on lies. You can't have these liars who are coming up and then try to build God's temple. That's why they said you can't touch this. This is holy ground. This is of the Lord. You cannot. We'll do it. And so you can't build a temple on lies. You can't build a church on lies. But in reality, can you build a house on lies? Can you build a marriage on lies? A friendship on lies? God desires truth in the inward part. Truth and love are synonymous, man. They're just one. You know, love does their brother no harm. And so God desires that truth. You can't build a life with lies. And so the Lord does not want to use non-believers or divided people to serve or to build his church. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. If you can write that down, that'd be cool. You won't remember it. Shoot. If I studied, you should write it down. 2 Corinthians 6, 14. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. We're not to be unequally yoked. We're to build our lives on truth. If you're single and going to get married or want to get married, man, they better love Jesus with all their heart or they may not love you. If you're going to go into business with somebody, you better know that they love God, they fear God, because they may rip you off one day. You know, God has these protective measures in his word to just help us be careful, doesn't he? And so they're good things. What else was I thinking about? Yeah. So if you're in that in-between place, if the love of this world has crept into your life, or if the temptations of the flesh or this world has crept into your life, heed the exhortation to confess your sins before Christ and to forsake them. We're not to be like the world. We're not to be like these folks who came up and are divided between God and pagan idols. James 4:4, he says, adulterers and adulteresses, I know it's a tough way to start a verse. Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. And so we don't want to be like these people. We don't want to be lukewarm. We don't want to be, I love you, Jesus, but I love still all of these things. Let everything go. The kingdom of darkness is about loving and following your own will. So when we come to Christ, following what we want to do is out, it's gone. The new life in Christ is we live for him. We live for him, not for the things of this world, not for ourselves. And that is where the blessed life is. And so, it says here that they troubled them in the building and hired counselors against them or lawyers. They brought out the big guns. What kind of lawyers? Lord, Persian, you know, lawyers that can, you know, help them in the court of law with the king back up in Persia. And so they brought out the big guns. And the thing about Satan, when he comes after us, it's like, the further you go in your walk with the Lord, the more obedient you are, the more blessed you are of the Lord, the attacks get even heavier and heavier. And so they came, they tried to infiltrate, they said, nah, that didn't work. And so they troubled them, and then they hired counselors against them, which they just keep stepping it up. And the enemy will do that, right? He'll make the problems and the attacks seem bigger and bigger and bigger. Don't be afraid. Trust me. I've experienced it. It gets crazy. It's gotten crazy in my life and my wife's life. Like, we've never experienced warfare like this. You know, Satan ain't happy that we have a parking lot that's full of people seeking Jesus. Right? So the attacks get crazier. But don't give up, because if you submit to God, no matter what level we're at, whatever journey, God always pulls through. Woo, the sun does come up tomorrow. It does. You don't give up. And then, where are we at? And so they hired lawyers up until the time of Darius, which was 14 years later. And in the reign of Ahasuerus, in the beginning of his reign, they wrote an accusation against the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem. And so Darius would die in 485 BC. His son is this Ahasuerus, who reigned from 465 BC, and his Greek name was Xerxes, and Artaxerxes is the son of Xerxes. You'll hear their names. It's the various kings of Persia. And so in the reign of Ahasuerus, in the beginning of his reign, they wrote an accusation against the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem. What is Satan called? Is he not called the accuser of the brethren? And so here, accusations were just flung in a letter. In the days of Artaxerxes, also Bishlam, Mithridath, and Tabel, and the rest of their companions wrote to Artaxerxes, the king of Persia, and the letter was written in Aramaic script and translated in Aramaic language. Rehum, the commander of Shimshiah, the scribe, wrote a letter against Jerusalem to King Artaxerxes in this fashion. From Rehum, the commander, Shimshai, the scribe, and the rest of their companions, representatives of the Dynitis and Aphorsathitis. Can you say it in a sentence? I went to a spelling bee, so. I know how it works. So that dude, and then the other dude, and the people of Persia, and Erech, and Babylon, and Shushan, the Dehavites, and Elamites, and the rest of the nations, whom the great a noble Osnapper took captive the king of Assyria, that is, and settled in the cities of Samaria, that's northern Israel, and the remainder beyond the river, that's the river Euphrates, and so forth. This is the copy of the letter that they sent him to the king Artaxerxes from your servants, the men of the region beyond the river, that's the river Euphrates, and so forth. Let it be known to the king that the Jews who came up from you have come to us at Jerusalem and are building the rebellious and evil city and are finishing its walls and repairing the foundations. If you want to know what hell thinks of our church, in any church that honors the name of Jesus and his word, this is the language. This is how hell feels about us, right? They refer to us as an evil city and are finishing its walls and repairing the foundations. Let it now be known to the king that if this city is built and the walls completed, they will not pay tax, tribute, or custom, and the king's treasury will be diminished. Now, because we receive support from the palace, it was proper for us to see the king's dishonor. Therefore, we have sent and informed the king that search may be made in the book of the records of your fathers, and you will find in the book of the records and know that this city is a rebellious city, harmful to kings and provinces, and that they have incited sedition within the city in former times, for which cause this city was destroyed. And in order to get the Babylonians really upset, the last few kings did not pay tribute to the Babylonians and drove them to come down and take over. We inform the king that this city is rebuilt and its walls are completed. If they are rebuilt and completed, the result will be that you will have no dominion beyond the river. The king sent an answer to Rehum, the commander, to Shimshai, the scribe, to the rest of their companions who dwell in Samaria, and to the remainder beyond the river, peace and so forth. The letter which you sent to us has been clearly read before me, and I gave the command, and a search has been made, and it was found that this city in former times has revolted against kings, and rebellion and sedition have been fostered in it. There have also been mighty kings over Jerusalem who have ruled over all the region beyond the river, and tax and tribute and custom were paid to them. Now give the command to make these men cease, that the city may not be built until the command is given by me. Take heed now that you do not fail to do this. Why should damage increase to the hurt of the kings? Signed, Newsom, Governor of California. Well, kind of true, isn't it? You know? We inform the king that if this city is rebuilt and, oh, no, where'd I go? Okay, yep. Now, when the copy of King Artaxerxes' letter was read before Rehum, Shimshiah, the scribe, and their companions, they went up in haste to Jerusalem against the Jews and by force of arms made them cease. Thus, the work of the house of God, which is at Jerusalem, ceased, and it was discontinued until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Well, in there, the work is halted because of this decree. But, like I said, the greater the devil comes at us, the scarier it may seem or look in our lives, you submit to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee. And it doesn't matter what letters or who or what or the other. God knows how to turn the king's heart in our favor. Amen. And we're going to see that next week. Read Haggai, the prophet, because he comes in next chapter and his little book is speaks to all that's going on, and Zechariah as well. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Father, we thank you for this house. Lord, over the years, you laid the foundation of this house by building us up and showing us, Lord, through the good, the bad, and successes and failures, Lord. You were always there training and discipling us and picking us up. A righteous man, you said, falls seven times, and seven times he gets up. And Lord, here we are many years later, going on our 15th year doing Sundays. And we are just so blessed at what you have done in giving us this house. We pray that you would continue to build the foundation of our church, that you would grow us to be more like Jesus. Give us humble hearts and give us greater understanding of your truths, Lord, so that we can help others understand your truths. The world, Lord, is lost. And these people in our story who worship their own gods and try to worship you, they would end up being the Samaritans, which reminds us of the Samaritan woman who Jesus spoke to. And Lord, all the Gentiles, no matter their background, can be saved through Jesus Christ, and the Samaritans as well. In fact, you directed the disciples, go into Samaria, into the ends of the world. And so, Lord, we're grateful for the grace you give to all mankind to get saved. And so while all heads are bowed, if there's anybody here who hasn't gotten saved, God has spoken to your heart and you're ready to give your life to Jesus, please raise your hand and I can lead you in a prayer to ask Christ to come into your life, to forgive you of all your sins. Is there anybody? Oh, wonderful. Is there anybody else? Sister, can you stand to your feet? And don't be shy. We got Claudia or Sue can stand by you. And just repeat this after me and mean it in your heart. Father God, forgive me for my sins. I've sinned against you. I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross for my sins. And on the third day, you raised him from the dead. And he's at your right hand praying for me. Father, I pray to you in his name. Forgive me and cleanse me by his blood. Fill me, Father, with your Holy Spirit. And help me to live for you from this day on. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Please stand. Jesus said that if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father and the angels who are in heaven. But if you deny me before men, I will deny you. And so that's why we do that. And I love Wednesdays. I got saved on a Wednesday night in August of 1999. Best decision I ever made in my life. Best decision ever, ever, ever. You guys remember the day or night you gave your life to the Lord? Don't ever forget it. Don't ever forget that. How can we forget that? That's when we really started living. That's when we really started living. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today at Lasting Truth Radio. If you're in the area, come out and join us for Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m. or Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. We are located at 3035 West Nicollet Street in Banning, California. You can also find us on YouTube or Instagram. If you would like to donate to our program, please do so on our website at ccsweethills.org and hit the online giving tab. We hope you will continue to tune in as we journey through the entire Word of God with the teaching of Pastor Ryan Hussein at Calvary Chapel, Sweet Hills. We adore.